Hey, good morning. It's Brackets Hut.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
It's a good weekend.
It was a good weekend. You and the missus eloped in Vegas, and so Friday you had a little shindig, kind of like the reception.
Mm-hmm.
With the family and friends.
It was the reception we had down at Riverview, and man, it rained in the beginning of the day.
I was nervous, man, because when we were all kind of getting ready and everything like that, that rain was coming down. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, I was screaming at the sky that morning.
Are you serious?
I said some choice words that I probably shouldn't have said.
Please, God. Just, why?
Why? I thought it was good luck to have rain on your wedding day. Or is it bad luck?
I don't know.
But, I know Alanis Morissette sang about it.
But we had both. She did. That's funny. But we did. It ended up turning out being perfect.
Beautiful. Rain kind of broke up the heat a little bit. It was gorgeous. Everyone was looking great.
That was like the only stressful part I had about it. Everybody's like, how are you doing? Are you stressed out? I'm like, no, not at all. This is going to be a fun party until it started raining. And then I'm like, okay, here comes the stress.
Then you got everyone wedged in there, but it worked out. Everyone had a good time.
I had a good time.
Your wife looked beautiful. You looked dapper as hell.
Thanks, man.
And here's the best part, though. Hunter is such a child that not even halfway through, you already had like a big old smudge on the back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we drove the Jeep to the wedding, and it's got a hood stack, with the exhaust, and I was showing somebody the Jeep. I'm wearing this white shirt.
Crisp. White crisp.
I just grazed that hood stack, man, and just my whole left side of my shirt was black. It's like, damn it, dude.
We got pictures. It was on the back, though, so pictures weren't ruined.
Yep.
Pictures weren't ruined. But I'm happy for you, man.
Thanks,
it was a great time.
It was.
And now you're in it. Mm-hmm. There's no getting out now. You've done the reception. The marriage has been consummated. You're stuck, bro.
I'm locked in, huh?
You're stuck.
For the rest of my life.
I'm happy, I swear.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Bad news, good news. The bad news, this woman in this story is going to jail. The good news, when she gets out, I think she's going to have a lot of suitors. A lot of men calling to her.
Oh, okay. What happened?
Cops in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Florida.
Got a call 7:40 a.m. on Thursday morning about some crazy stuff going down in a public park. There was an 81-year-old woman named Mary Ellen Stewart sitting on a bench, fully topless, drinking pink wine straight from the box.
Nice.
7:40 on a Thursday morning.
Topless, 81 topless, years old.
Drinking boxed wine. Not even a glass.
Yeah.
Just out of the box.
I'm sure those weren't too perky.
When the cops approached her, she started trying to spray them with her wine. She was arrested for disorderly intoxication. Look at the lady.
Oh, my God. Oh. She looks like, what's that movie when they, like, see a ghost and their face went that way permanently?
Oh, The Ring.
The Ring.
She does.
She's got the ring face. Oh, my God. Look at that. That's the most epic mugshot I've ever seen.
That is so great.
Oh, man.
I guess that's what you look like when you drink wine topless from the box.
Dude, imagine 7:40. Seeing her topless. Oh.
I am kind of disappointed they only did a headshot. Who knows? Maybe she's got a nice perk rack.
All right. I don't think so.
You never know.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
Look at that face.
Ah!
Yeah, that'd scar you for life.
Good Lord.
Put a shirt on, lady.
We don't mind you getting drunk at 7:40 in the morning on a Thursday in a park.
But for God's sake.
Just put a shirt on.
Please.
Roll those things up.